The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. Whether you're catching us on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. It's really been our mission for the last couple of decades always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, feel free to visit us at foreveryoungradio.com. That's foreveryoungradio.com. We've got all sorts of wonderful past shows on there. There's some great articles, so lots of good reference material to read and follow up with. Or you can follow us on social media at Forever Young Radio. We have a really exciting episode planned for you today, and we're going to share some helpful information on ways to support the brain and some of the things that people are dealing with. Brain fog, mommy brain, that feels a little too familiar for me, and age-related decline. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to have everybody with us. My name is Kelly Capasola. That lovely voice you're hearing is Melody Martirana, a regular on the program and was the host of Crossroads of Health with Rick Simpson for many, many years. So really grateful you're with me today to do some of this heavy lifting, Mel. It's always fun to get together and talk.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kelly.
Always. I mean, you always make me look good. So we'll talk to you every week. And, you know, as we start this intro and we're light and we're relaxed and we like to have fun, it's really important because today more than ever, I think our brain health and cognitive function is paramount to our everyday life. And this continual flow of information being fed to our brains, and at times it can be a little bit overwhelming. And I think with what we've been dealing with through the last couple of years with this pandemic, not feeling ourselves or even our different mental health conditions, doing a show like this maybe can not only help people to understand some of the options or changes they can make in their life, but I think relating to people, so if they are dealing with different cognitive issues or brain fog or, again, just not feeling themselves, understanding they're not alone.
Yes, absolutely. I think brain health is such a big issue, not just for people who are in the aging category, in the more mature category. It definitely affects seniors because there tends to be more of a deficit in the body's ability to absorb certain nutrients that slows down. But it's affecting so many of us now because we're all suffering from stress to, you know, in one way or another. A lot of us suffer from lack of sleep. There's hormonal changes that can happen even when you get into your 30s, 40s, things like that can happen. You know, our diet also, what are we eating? What are we taking into our body? The gut, the stomach, all of that digestion that's going on down there is definitely connected to your overall brain health. But also the gut is sometimes being called and referred to as the second brain. So, and then there's also a host of medical conditions that can affect people when they're struggling with their overall brain health, you know, anemia, depression, diabetes, you know, if you get migraines regularly, if you have Alzheimer's, if you have hypothyroidism, you know, any sort of autoimmune disease like lupus or arthritis or multiple sclerosis can affect you. Even just being dehydrated, your poor little brain needs to stay hydrated. Your whole body needs to stay hydrated. But also, I think some of us are more familiar now, too, with having the long haulers, COVID-19 brain fog. And I can speak from personal experience on that because no matter what we do to protect ourselves, it seems like most of us are not going to miss out on the experience of having COVID-19 at some point. Yeah. So, yeah, that brain fog that's associated with COVID-19 can really affect you for quite a while, for months sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you have people 6 to 8 months who are still dealing with that. And again, we've had experts on the show to even talk about some of the long hauler effects of picking up some of those certain medical conditions. Perhaps they didn't have it previously to having COVID or dealing with that type of a situation. We're going to do a show in a couple of weeks just on the higher incidence of cardiovascular issues, even AFib. Perhaps nobody had AFib prior, and then all of a sudden they're having COVID and they're having this issue. And what a lot of experts are saying is, even Dr. Mark Stengler, even Dr. Peter McCullough that we had on, is it's just this inflammatory state. So as you're constantly inflamed, your organs are inflamed, it could potentially cause organ damage. And those are things that we desperately want to avoid. So again, whenever these things are happening, or if you're dealing with a situation where you are having the virus, make sure that you're putting yourself on a protocol also of anti-inflammatory things that you can find out there. Fish oil is always great. Quercetin is always great. We've talked about that quite a bit on this program, and putting the protocol together of, you know, just kind of making sure we're taking care of our body and keeping that inflammatory factor down. We did a great show a couple of weeks ago. You can go and check it out. We talked about the four MVPs when dealing and supporting the immune response, Melody and I did. So you can learn more about that at foreveryoungradio.com. Again, that is foreveryoungradio.com. When we come back, we're going to share some practical tips with you and share a little bit more on this discussion. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a 1-a-day to a 4-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, Pure Whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with good friend of the show, Melody Martirana. Melody has been in the health industry for many, many years, well over a decade, approaching two. But when your brain's not working and you feel like you're not firing on all cylinders, it's such a thing where maybe you don't want to be around people anymore. Maybe you start changing kind of your personality or your dynamic, especially if you're not able to find your words. It seems maybe people get frustrated with that. And again, these are things we need to help people get on the other side of. Now, if you have dementia, if you have Alzheimer's, there are things you can do based on reading research. But today we're keeping the show a little bit lighter and just really addressing some of the things that can maybe start challenging you after age 25. What do you say, Mel?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important that people understand how much we really need to feed our brains. Your brain needs food, and your brain needs fats, and it needs healthy fats. So, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, dietitians and health professionals were telling consumers to limit the amount of fat they were consuming. So they were recommending their calories from grains. And like we all know, that didn't go so well. You know, right now, everybody's kind of moving in the direction more of keto diets. And there were other diets that came along before keto that were really more focused on the fats. And really, truthfully, you want it to be about balance more than anything else. You know, if keto works for you, great. I know my husband and I did keto for a little bit. It's just really hard to adhere to because you really need to stay in a state of ketosis in order for it to be effective. But I've known people who do brilliantly well on it. And then for other people, sometimes it's just a little too much for them to stay on that, or for their body to sort of manage the processing of that. But in any case, balance is key. I know Dr. Stengler talks a lot about Mediterranean diet, which is a really beautiful balance. But research right now is showing that consuming more healthy fats and not less can help to improve all sorts of health conditions and even help us to stay thinner. Right, Kel?
Yeah, definitely. And I think back in the 80s and 90s, we call it the Snackwell era. Do you remember? Everybody's like, hey, get these chips. They have a Leo in it. And everybody was in the bathroom like five hours out of the day.
Oh, Kelly.
It created such fast transit. That's a kind way of saying it. Again, we became very fat phobic, but it was almost like they were marketing foods that were super unhealthy. Like if you would go even to some of the health food stores, they have the bins of sugary treats and it would say fat free or licorice, like the Red Vines, fat free food. So I think everybody started to think, oh goodness, I got to get off this fat. And it's ridiculous because the majority of your brain is fat. Fat needs fat. We're not talking French fries and funnel cake, but in the same thing, it's just like there's been so many things on, I think on PubMed, there's over 28,000 studies just on the benefits of omega-3s. And again, they can be for ocular health, joint health, inflammatory factors, especially because omega-3s balance omega-6s. Our current state of affairs is people are at a 20-to-1 ratio. You should not be that high in omega-6 and omega-3. You have to remember that omega-3s balance the inflammatory load of omega-6s. So I think when we look at it, when we tell people not to eat fat, I think the generation of the 60s and 70s were so happy because they all had PTSD from their grandma's cod liver oil. But the ways and methods you can get it today are completely different, right, Mel?
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, it is really important that when you're taking any nutritional supplement, so when you're wanting to get those omegas, that you take the right balance. And, you know, we're not affiliated with them at the moment, but I would say that Nordic Naturals, they really specialize in fish oil. So they do a good job. There's other great companies out there as well. Throughout my pregnancy, they have a fantastic prenatal, but just a little sidebar on this, one of the things that I really loved that they produced was something that was identical to the prenatal, but it wasn't in one big giant soft gel. It was in two little ones with a little bit of strawberry like flavoring essence in it that made it a little bit easier to take. Because for me, I tend to have a real sensitive stomach when I'm taking fish oils, and I don't like that little kickback that you can get. But yes, there's some really good quality ones out there that just make it easy and pleasant to consume. So you don't have to be, like you said, taking spoonfuls of grandma's cod liver oil. There's some very pleasant delivery systems now where you can get what you need without having to run away from grandma.
Yeah, no doubt. And you want to go with a good brand. Why I kind of like Nordic, because it's repeat free. So if you're burping up your fish oils, not too great. I mean, look, if you take a fish oil, it's going to have a little bit of fish flavoring. They put lemon in it. Like Mel said, they put strawberry. But I mean, it is a fish oil at the end of the day. The one way, and I'll share a tip that somebody gave me a long time ago, Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is one of the lead educators when it comes to arachidonic acid, omega-3s, DHEA, and all that great stuff, is he told me to freeze them. The minute you get that capsule, you put the bottle in the freezer, and it is a slow release all day, so you're getting those omega-3s, and you're not burping it up or tasting it. And then there's another company I really like, my friend Karina Belizzi, who actually ran Nordic Naturals for a number of years, took them from $1 million company to $100 million company. She has just launched a company called Orlo Nutrition. It's O-R-L-O Nutrition, and it's algae. It's completely in algae form. It's sustainable, really cool company. So for people who don't want to do fish and maybe want to take a different approach, highly encourage people to go and check that out, just because everything's changing. As you mentioned, Mel, some people do keto, some people do Mediterranean. I did keto. It worked really, really great for me because I have the autoimmune condition Hashimoto's. My metabolism was super stagnant. So I kind of resisted doing it for like 4 years. I'm like, I don't want to talk about keto. And then one day I'm like, okay, I'm just going to pull the trigger. I'm going to do it. I hired a registered dietitian to make my meals for the first 2 weeks to see if it worked, to make sure I was doing it completely properly and not taking shortcuts. And I mean, I was able to lose like 30 pounds. The problem is I went in and had my blood tested and I had high cholesterol for the first time. So my doctor's like, okay, I should have probably told you when you have autoimmune condition or different things like that, you need to cycle off. And that's the thing. You spend all this time, as you mentioned, Mel, staying in ketosis, getting in ketosis, you know, kind of feeling that way. And then at the end of the day, when you have to cycle off for 8 weeks, even though I'm doing the Mediterranean diet and a healthy alternative, that weight just starts to kind of come back really, really quickly. So it's interesting in how all of our bodies are so different and how we all react very differently to the foods that we ingest in our body.
There's not a one size fits all for any of us. Nutritionally, we may all have different needs. You know, like you said, you have Hashimoto's, so you have to, you know, make your decisions through that lens, what's going to work well for your body. You know, my husband did keto and he called it lazy keto. And of course he's a guy, so he has the benefit of testosterone, which
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm sitting over here going like, do you know how hard I'm working? And like, I have to be so strict with my macros and all of this. And yes. He's over there just like, yeah, I just didn't eat any bread today and I lost 20 pounds. And I'm like, oh. But in any case, there are some basics that really do apply to the mass majority of us. And that is just really getting good foundational nutrition, consuming good, healthy fats. You know, if your body can manage keto, then great. Some people, it's a little too high in the fats for them to process effectively, or they just don't feel their best on it. But in any case, finding that balance and just making sure that you are at least getting a good amount of healthy fats, nutritional supplementation, which is really important. We talked about this in the past show. Unfortunately, we're not doing crop rotation, which is really foundationally how farming practices were done best, is crop rotation. You let the soil remineralize and all of that good stuff. We don't really give our soil a chance to rest. So the foods that we're consuming may not have all the nutritional benefits that we need, which is why nutritional supplementation can be so helpful and is so important. We got to keep our brain healthy.
I like that you brought that up, Mel, because again, so much of the soils can be deficient and we just can't get what we used to before. And there's so many great companies. There's so many great shortcuts of putting, you know, what we need in our body. I use Emerald Labs every day. I mean, I probably use 10 to 12 supplements a day. When we come back, I want to talk about a recent study, Mel, that they kind of did on omega-3s, and then we'll move on to the foods because I like studies that are based on people who are aging. A lot of companies will do studies based on a 25-year-old. When I was 25, I was bulletproof. When I'm now approaching 50, not so much. So I hope listeners will stay with us. Again, they can learn more at foreveryoungradio.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns. So we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation on the brain. Interesting. Before we went to the break, we talked omega-3s and the brain, kind of shared how we ingest it, what we kind of avoid. But I believe there was a recent study that you wanted to share with the listeners.
Yes. And like you said, it's really important when you look at these studies that are being done to make sure that the studies are actually being done categorically on the people that are going to be most affected by a particular issue. Most weight management formulas are tested on people who are considered to be clinically obese. Anything that's done with like memory health or age-related issues really should be done on people who are in the more mature age category because they are going to be hit the hardest. Yes, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, etc. can definitely be affected by memory loss. But usually there's something that's intervening that is causing that. Whereas, you get into your senior years and there's a lot more people that are going to be affected. So researchers tested the blood levels of older adults with an average age of 77 and used a combination of brain imaging, so PET scans, and cognitive testing to determine their brain health and function. And those who had higher levels of DHA were actually found to have less amyloid plaque formation, greater brain volume in certain sections of the brain, and better memory. So that's a really powerful correlation, and it's a really good reason to start getting more DHA to protect those neural pathways from breaking down. So, you know, like we were saying, you can eat foods that are high in omega-3s. DHA-rich fish is a really good idea. Now, again, there's some people who aren't going to prefer that. You can get that from sea vegetables, like Kelly was talking about before the break. But there's some fantastic fish sources that are available that include, you know, herring, salmon, sardines, and trout. And you just want to make sure that you are getting it from a good source. Like tuna definitely provides good amounts of DHA, but also, unfortunately, tuna is more prone to have higher levels of mercury, which you want to avoid. So have moderate amounts of that in your diet. And, you know, again, there's optional sources of DHA available if you're not a fish eater. Algae sources are really, really powerful. And not only do they offer DHA, but they're really like superfoods. So they have DHA and everything else in them, which is just fantastic because it's a food source way of getting your vitamins, like we were talking about before the break. So the recommended daily supplemental intake is generally going to be about 400 to 500 milligrams of DHA.
Yeah, that's normally what Dr. Mark recommends and uses with his patients. So we kind of follow that lead. And it's interesting as we're talking so much about DHA, and you'll also hear EPA, there is a balance of wanting to get to that. I normally strive for a combined fish oil to get about 1,400 to 1,500 milligrams a day of a good fish oil. Now, I eat an apple. I eat sardines every now and then. But if you're not doing any of that, you can also maybe do a little bit of a loading dose and then titrate down throughout the time. And as we keep saying DHA, I keep thinking of DHEA, which is such an important hormone, you know, in the opening of the show, you talked hormones, and that is a hormone that it, you know, we make a ton of it up to age 25. It's a pro-hormone, like a precursor for over 50 other hormones, all of our feel-good hormones, our androgens, and it works directly with the adrenal gland. And so what its job to do is regulate cortisol. It is the only pro-hormone that can do that in the body. And most people don't hear much about cortisol until they start to hit 30, 35, and they're like, what is this pooch around the middle, and how do I get rid of it? That's normally your cortisol. And, you know, a lot of people are very in balance with that. And stressed as we are, as that stress continues, it starts to diminish levels of DHEA. So we've done tons of shows on DHEA. You can go to our website on foreveryoungradio.com to learn a little bit more if you're just hearing about it. Now, Mel, another thing that as we're doing research and we're always looking for additional ways, we know a lot of people are taking vitamin C out there, but is there any connection with vitamin C in the brain?
Vitamin C, people do associate it with anti-aging benefits. So once again, brain health is definitely going to be associated for most of us with the aging process. Again, there's other disease states that can occur. There's other genetic issues, and certainly COVID-19 can affect your brain health and overall memory function. But vitamin C is a very powerful antioxidant. It's also a natural collagen builder. So think about vitamin C as being something that's going to keep your brain youthful. So there was a study actually that involved 214 healthy young adults who had inadequate vitamin C blood levels. And then they were given vitamin C at a dose of 500 milligrams twice daily for 4 weeks or a placebo. And compared to the placebo, the vitamin C group had significantly improved work attention and motivation, which improved performance on cognitive tasks that required sustained attention. So it's incredibly important to make sure that you're getting the right amounts of vitamin C in your body. And there's a form of it that I highly recommend, which is the Pureway C. Pureway C is a very specialized form that is not only water, but fat soluble as well. Most vitamin C is going to be water soluble, so it'll flush out of your body within about 4 hours. But PureWay C has a proven retention time in human clinical studies of about 12 hours. So you have sustained coverage. So if you take PureWay C or a product containing PureWay C, like a multivitamin with PureWay C, you have 12 hours of coverage during the day. You can take it again at night and you're good to go. And it's also, you know, of course, it's a powerful immune booster. But, you know, again, also cognitive health.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that you mentioned PureWay C. I've been on that for years. I use the Emerald Labs brand. I also use the Women's 45 Plus. So again, I feel like I'm getting it throughout the day and it's sustaining. And what a gift. I mean, 12 hours of retention is a lot better than the 3 to 4. But also, my stomach doesn't hurt. If you look at even the foods that are high in vitamin C, a lot of those I can't have because they're acidic. Oranges, orange juice, grapefruit, even red peppers and bell peppers kind of give me a little bit of a burp up. But one thing Rick Simpson taught me over the years from listening to his show is whenever he was going to have his girls, maybe his daughters, eat something a little bit, maybe they wanted fettuccine Alfredo, he always would have them eat broccoli with it because broccoli was so high in vitamin C.
Absolutely. I have been at those dinners and I can attest to seeing that happen and watching those little girls order it. Now, my kids, they're really good about their veggies too. But, you know, it's unusual to see little kids these days. It seems they're like getting their fettuccine Alfredo, getting their broccoli. They know the deal. So yeah. It's also giving that fiber balance too. So broccoli is a pretty powerful veggie there.
Oh, it totally is. And again, Brussels sprouts as well. And we have a couple of minutes before we go to break, but we found some really good information on some of the top foods or superfoods that are known to nourish the brain. Because as we said, a lot of people like the shortcut of taking supplements, but some people have pill fatigue. But if you are dealing with brain fog, I would maybe do a mixture of both. I'd look at my diet, I'd add more of these foods that Mel's going to share with us, and maybe incorporate a good omega-3 like we talked about, and a good PureWay C like Emerald Labs makes. And then we'll talk a little bit about the memory formula later, as that really hits all the buttons. But what are some of the foods that may nourish the brain based on science, Mel?
So turmeric is one that is, you know, it's very well known. It's been used in India for, you know, hundreds, thousands of years, I imagine. But it is a staple ingredient in their cooking, particularly in curries. It's a really orange colored root. So it kind of looks like ginger. If you're familiar with ginger, it's very similar looking because it's one of those roots. But when you cut it open, it's got this brilliant, bright yellow orange color to it. So it is more palatable fresh than it is dried. The rhizome is delicious if you peel it and grate it or mince it. You can throw it in a fresh juice. Of course, you can cook with it again. You enjoy curries, you can definitely do that. You can saute it with garlic or ginger, or you can even do that with extra virgin olive oil. You can add veggies, chickpeas. You can top it with fat-free plain yogurt. So there are numerous ways that you can consume turmeric. My favorite form of this, though, is actually Mariva, which is a specialized form of turmeric that has been clinically proven to be 29 times more bioavailable. They use a technology where they embed it in a lipid matrix. So it really produces a high bioavailability for nutritional supplementation. So if you're cooking with it, you want to eat it, fantastic, you're getting that. But if you want to take a more clinical serving or a regulated amount of it, Mariva is a phenomenal choice for that.
Great point. And I know we're going to finish this when we come back from the break. Salmon was up next. We talked about that, high in omega-3 fatty acids, lower in mercury than other oily fish. So great choice to do on that. Easy way to make it as well. You can do trout, as Mel mentioned, sardines, herring, all that good stuff. Tilapia is not bad for you, but if you're trying to utilize that particular fish to get high omega-3s, maybe consider switching something out. We'll be right back after the break. In the meantime, go to foreveryoungradio.com.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Labs Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to help reduce cognitive inhibition. Mariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known to support brain health. Emerald Labs Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking all about the brain, Melody Martirano was sharing some of the foods that people really are leaning towards or reaching for when trying to boost brain performance or support the brain. Mel, I'm going to pass it off to you.
Well, if you want to delay the aging of your brain by about 2.5 years, according to a recent study, you can just add blueberries to your diet. So they're really rich in fiber and vitamin C. They're actually among the highest antioxidant concentrations of any fruits. And of course, they're delicious in like oatmeal or smoothies or whole grain pancakes. Blueberry pancakes, one of my personal favorites. But also for you coffee drinkers out there, you might actually be happy to know that a cup of coffee a day may actually keep the neurologist away. So, you know, feel free to drink it and not feel guilty about it. So the antioxidant-rich coffee, though, is going to be much better for you if you consume it without sweetener. So you may want to try a light roast if you're concerned about bitterness. And you can always do like an unsweetened vanilla plant milk or skim milk. Ripple makes a really good vanilla plant milk that's actually very neutral. So that's one thing to, throw out there. And that's actually a pea protein milk. So you'll get a little extra protein as well. People also sometimes like to throw a little bit of coconut oil in their coffee and make a bulletproof. But if you're not a coffee drinker like me, you can drink tea. Matcha powdered Japanese green tea has a really high concentration of antioxidants. I drink green tea almost every single day, but it's really good if you can choose organic teas and coffees preferably. So one of the favorite things and our favorite ways to go ahead and get nutrients that'll nourish the brain is dark chocolate. The antioxidants in it have been actually associated with improved cognitive performance, boosted mood, and reducing the risk of Alzheimer's and stroke. So, of course, you need to limit your consumption to about an ounce a day. And you want to choose varieties, again, with zero or sparse added sweeteners. So the higher the cacao content percentage that you take, so if it's at least 70%, you're going to get greater benefits. So you can have a small handful of that with some fresh blueberries, toasted nuts. All of that's a really healthy snack, and it's going to feel like a treat instead of feeling like you're doing something to better your brain nutrition. Spinach is another good choice. So, and other dark leafy greens too, kale, collard greens, things like that. They're a rich source of vitamin K, folate, beta carotene, lutein. All of that is linked to delayed cognitive decline. You can saute them in olive oil, garlic, chili flakes, toasted pine nuts. You can also add them to smoothies or, use them in dips, whatever it is that you want to do. Getting spinach, other dark leafy greens is great. It's also a really good idea to make sure that you're rotating your greens every day. So if you're not taking a wide array of them, it's really so beneficial to switch it up with what you're doing. Now, avocados, I love avocados. I mean, I'm a true Southern Californian here. We have phenomenal avocados here. And of course, they're total social media stars now. Everybody's about that avocado toast. So they have monounsaturated fat. They've got vitamin E. They've got fiber in them. They're wonderful in guacamole. That's one of my favorite specialties. And you can really use them as a substitute for, dips. You can mix it into your tuna salad, but super healthy fats found in avocados. And last but certainly not least, I would say walnuts. They're really high in omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, and vitamin C. They're totally delicious and healthy. So if you toast them lightly, you're going to get a phenomenal flavor and aroma out of them. Just make sure you don't burn them. and then you can sprinkle them on top of your oatmeal. You can eat them with fruit, salad. And, you know, you can also switch it up with some flax seeds or chia seeds. So with flax, I would recommend, though, that you try to go for the ground flax because their little hull can be hard to break through. But just remember that flax and chia are great additions to your smoothies. So these are all really whole, rich foods that also taste delicious. So being healthy doesn't have to be boring. You can definitely include that chocolate and coffee if those are your healthy vices.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I love walnuts because think about it. You know, our creator knew what he was doing. Walnuts look like the brain. So they also kind of tell you to reach for things like that. And it's wonderful. And I love that you brought up coconut. I know we're not going to get to it. I hope that we can revisit it. I know there was a doctor many, many years ago that started implementing high levels of coconut in her husband that had been diagnosed with dementia. I forget her name. It's escaping me. I think we can do a pickup on it next week. This was done in about 2015, 2016. And again, the brain is fat. So giving the brain fat is a good way to go with it. Again, we also want to make sure that we're exercising not only our body, but our brain every day. You know, Sudoku, dancing, listening to music, different things that coordinate within the body to really challenge that brain. One of the things that I've used, goodness, I don't even know how many years, Mel, I think in 2015 I started taking it. It is the Emerald Labs Memory Health. You mentioned Mareva earlier, and it actually has that in that formula, but also a really big standout ingredient that has so much research that it gives people confidence to be able to try. And this isn't just for the aging brain. I know college students that take Memory Health when they're planning to, you know, have their finals or different stuff like that. Tell us more on that, Mel.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Your brain makes up only about 2% of your body weight, but it consumes about 20% of your body's energy when it's at rest. So you need a lot of nutrition to make sure you stay alert and focused. If you're a college student, you are probably feeling major brain drain. But also, too, I mean, working parents, we go to work all day, we are brain drained, we still have to go home at night and like keep it going for our kids and all of that good stuff. I mean, there's so many categories of humans here who really just need this extra support. But in the Memory Health, there's a fantastic ingredient called Cognizin, and it's a specialized form of citicoline. So it delivers a patented form of citicoline that will provide the brain with energy so that it can stay sharp. So we have Cognizin in here in a clinical serving that is the same amount that Dr. Stengler, in, you know, Dr. Stengler gives to his patients clinically, because the Memory Health is formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler for use in his clinic. So we use the therapeutic amount of that. This was clinically proven in a double-blind randomized human placebo study to help improve attention and memory performance. But again, we also have the Mareva turmeric complex. And again, 29 times better bioavailability than standard turmeric. This is really dealing with inflammatory factors in the body, because inflammation is really a precursor to so many disease states, including cognitive decline. Now, there's about 25% of American seniors, too, who are shown to be deficient in B12. So we're using methylated B12, that's methylcobalamin. And there's also a phenomenal antioxidant brain support blend of pomegranate, resveratrol, camu camu, and goji in here. Plus, there's always the raw whole food blend that we include, which is organic sprout powders, probiotics, plant enzymes, and superfoods. And those enzymes, those probiotics, all of that's really important because, again, your gut is your second brain. So you need to make sure that you are feeding it as well and populating all the good gut bacteria.
And we're getting more oxygen within the brain. We're helping with that circulatory system. And people just need to be able to concentrate a little bit better and have that clarity. And especially women who are going through menopause or who have very many young children. And men can go through the same thing when they're going through andropause. Again, remember, our hormones during aging drive everything we do, our memory, our focus, all of the things that we want to really rely on. But we have to remember, even when we're doing all these great things for our body, we're still going to lose brain cells every day because it's part of the aging process. So give yourself a little bit of line to not beat yourself up, make some of these modifications. And this show is very quickly becoming a two-parter, which I think you and I will do later this week if you have time, because I want to talk about B vitamins. I want to talk about MTHFR. Quickly, we got a minute and a half left. Just want to remind you, one of our main partners in health is Emerald Labs. They've been around for over 20 years. They're in over 6,000 retail locations. They manufacture their own products, so you know they're additive-free. They're not putting in any binders or magnesium stearate. But again, as a great partner of the show, you can get the Pure Way C, the Memory Health, or any of their other 100-plus products at emeraldlabs.com. And if you use the code FOREVER, you will get 20% off your order. And that's in addition to the daily 10% off. So go and do yourself a favor. Again, that code is FOREVER at emeraldlabs.com to get 20% off in addition to the 10%. Melody, thank you so much for joining me today to kind of cover this topic. I think we should do a two-parter. What do you think?
I think we should totally do a two-parter. There's still more to talk about.
Again, we'll kind of put some of these articles on the website too at foreveryoungradio.com. Go and check it out, because we kind of sped through that food list. Spend some time, share it with your friends and family. And in the meantime, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.